Parts of Oklahoma are assessing damages from last night's tornadoes. Two lawsuits are challenging new Title IX rules and a new law to address maternal deaths. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 7th. I'm Deborah Shar. Governor Kevin Stitt is scheduled to visit tornado-devastated Barnesdale this afternoon. The small northeast Oklahoma town has extensive damage. Dozens of homes were destroyed and a nursing home took a direct hit. The National Weather Service confirmed at least 8 tornadoes touched down statewide last night. The Osage Nation declared a state of emergency as much of its reservation was impacted. The nation sent emergency personnel and recovery teams to assist with rescue efforts and dispatched a mobile health unit to provide medical aid and meals to those in need. The Osage Hotel and Casino is delivering cases of water to local residents. The tribe is urging those who are not emergency personnel to avoid the area to prevent traffic congestion. The State Department of Education and Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond are separately suing the Biden administration for changes to Title IX rules. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the rule changes focus on protections for gender identity.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters and Drummond announced the separate lawsuits in press releases Monday. The Biden administration finalized new rule changes in April to clarify that discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity is prohibited. Those rules likely conflict with recent Oklahoma laws prohibiting transgender girls from participating in women's sports and requiring students to use bathrooms that correspond with their biological sex. Schools must be in compliance with Title IX to receive federal funding. Walters says in the release, the rule is rooted in radical gender theory and sets back women's civil rights by generations. Drummond says in his release, the rule disregards the original purpose behind the law of creating fair competitive spaces for female athletes. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that intends to reduce Oklahoma's growing maternal death rate. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the bipartisan legislation was developed by health organizations across the state.
House Bill 2152 was authored by Lindsay Republican Representative Cynthia Rowe and Tulsa Democratic Senator Joanna Dossett. It requires hospitals to make a reasonable effort to report all maternal deaths to the chief medical examiner within 72 hours. A once-optional practice is now mandatory under HB 2152. Reported deaths must be investigated. The results from that report will be sent to the Oklahoma Maternal Mortality Review Committee, which meets to review pregnancy-associated deaths and works on ways to prevent them. The bill also decreases the membership of that committee from 25 to 11. The authors say a smaller committee will improve the board's efficiency. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A bill to up the age of sexual consent to 18 in Oklahoma won't pass this session. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports a vote on the bill was postponed over a disagreement on the marriage of minors.
Senate Bill 615 would have upped the age of consent in nearly all cases from 16 to 18 in Oklahoma. Before the vote, Democratic Representative Andy Fugate proposed an amendment to ban marriages for 16 and 17-year-olds unless the youth is emancipated from their parents.
Respectfully, if somebody needs to have their parents' consent to get married, they're not old enough to be married.
After the amendment was added by a 64-13 vote, author Jim Olson moved to push the bill to a later session. Olson told Oklahoma Voice he doesn't want to take child marriages away from teenagers who get pregnant or from young adults. Senate author Warren Hamilton said he plans to refile the bill next year. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.